This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year, and this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays.
Hello.
Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 45% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45% site-wide. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Mud Man. Mud at Night on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
Mud at Night, WEEI. Kyrie Thompson in the house of WEEI.com. Covers the Patriots.
Let's go.
First in Foxborough podcast.
Get the let out, yo.
What's ready to go here. All right. Well, it's a short week, so we need... You need to get fired up with that. You're not going to Minnesota, are you?
Nah, man. Nah, I'm staying. It's Thanksgiving. I'm lucky. I'm lucky that it's a road game because typically
You'd be there at Foxborough, right? Yeah.
So I mean, it's Thanksgiving, so and it's a road game, so it's like it all works out perfectly because normally they're like, you got to explain, you got to tell us why you want to go on a road game, and I'm like, psh. Nah, I'm not doing that for Thanksgiving. I'm going to stay home. What's up?
So you'll be watching like we will be. I look forward to your live tweeting during the game. We'll get to your thoughts on the Patriot offense evolving. And the big question of the topic of the show tonight is, are the Patriots a good team or just a team with a good record? Mike and Pepperell on the defense. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Yeah, you know, Belichick can get blood out of a stone from a defensive player. And that's the only reason this team right now is 6-4. It's that defense. We have one star on that team defensively, and it's Judon. The rest of the players, they're just good players. But they're playing the way Belichick wants them to play. Judon wasn't even the player he is now in Baltimore. He had a decent sack record, but nothing like he's producing now. And it's because he's in Belichick's hands. It's like putting a .22 in his hand, you make a hand cannon out of it. I mean, the guy turns a .22 into a .50 caliber.
Well, and your phone's cutting out there, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Cell service, I know, not great. They're in parts of Pepperell. You want to give Bill Belichick all the credit for defensively what he's done with this group? Or do you want to say what I've said the last couple of days, and that's the defense is good. And somebody smart wrote about this today at WEEI.com. We don't know if they're great yet. We know Judon's great. But they haven't really beat a great team yet, shut down a great team. And
weird.
We're not going to see that maybe until this Thursday. Great offense for sure. I don't know if this was a great team, but where do you stand right now on this defense of Bill Belichick?
You check a byline on that?
Who did that? Oh, it says Kyrie Thompson.
Don't do that. The
Kyrie Thompson
Chief of Hardiology.
That.
our resident chief of cardiology. No, that was me. But look, I think you definitely want to go ahead and give Bill Belichick a lot of credit for this because, look, and I mean, I heard you mention it on the way in. He just has a knack for if you're going to sit back there in the pocket, he just knows what to do with you. It seems like he always has. Of course, when you start to break outside of that, then I don't know.
How dare you be mobile?
But I mean, look. Yeah, they beat up on some bad quarterbacks. Like, they are elite bum slayers. At the same time...
Well said.
At the same time, we didn't expect this defense to be that good. We were worried about the cornerbacks. Like, who's going to play opposite Jalen Mills? And you're just like, Jalen Mills, your number one quarterback. Oh, my goodness. We're worried about these linebackers, which I still think we have cause to be worried about those linebackers when they start playing better teams. And then again, who's going to play opposite Judon? You know, what are they going to do? And they have pushed the right buttons so far. And I feel like you have to give him a ton of credit for that because I did think this defense was probably going to take a step back, and they haven't. And arguably, I think what they've done this year has been more impressive than it was last year.
Yeah, I think it's premature to say that. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, and that's fine. But let's see them against quarterbacks. Again, sure. The quarterbacks they played, they're in the upper echelon in terms of quarterback rating or just actual talent. Like, they got blown out by Lamar Jackson. They lost to the Packers in a game where I don't think Aaron Rodgers played all that great. Justin Fields, who I think is...
Justin Fields was on the bottom half.
But see, it's a fake number, though. Because right now, they're 28th in DVOA. They're a much better offense now. Since the bye week, Kyrie, 24 points in all five of their games.
Yes.
29 in four of the games.
Literally, like, because he
they went to the bye
became,
and changed the offense.
Yes. And you could say, oh, yeah, well, they caught the Patriots off guard with that. Then they went out and started smoking everybody. I mean, look, that guy might be awesome. But yeah, so when you look at the division here, so I looked at, you know, like pro football focus grades just to be, you know, just to check it out.
Sure.
Of the, they faced four guys who were top 10 in pro football focus grades among quarterbacks.
Can I guess who they were?
Sure, go ahead.
Lamar, Tua, Brissett. Who's the fourth?
A-Ron. Rodgers.
Oh, so I didn't realize he was still...
I know, right? Because he hasn't seemed very good.
I didn't think he was in that group.
I know, right? But so they're one...
Maybe it was you who tweeted that out. Brissett's been way better than I thought.
Yeah, I know.
The EPA numbers and the advanced
backs. Yeah, he's the only one of those top 10 guys that they've beaten.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the other guys, everybody else outside that top 10...
Sam Ellinger, Mitch Trubisky, Jared Goff, and Zach Wilson?
The next highest...
That's five wins.
The next highest graded guy on that is Mitch Trubisky, and he's 16.
And I love Mitch, but he stunk at the beginning of the year. They opened the door for Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
They wanted Pickett to play anyway.
Yeah. But he's not very good. And the only one of that, like, bad quarterback group they've lost to is Fields. And again, he might be awesome.
I don't think he's that bad. I think if you redraft,
he's not a great. He's not a great passer right now, but he's awesome as an overall playmaker and football player. And
tough kid who hurt his shoulder, played through it there. So you said something before the break that you saw the Patriots make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Offensively, what do you think stood out? Because to me, it was more of the same vanilla bad play calling. Short. I mean, maybe some more drag routes and some more play action early in the game, but that went away. I thought. In the second half. So you tell me, watching the game, what was different in their offense?
They did a couple of the same sort of, oh my goodness, it's like third and five and you're running four verts and one check down and sack, right? And so there's more of that and you're just like, come on, man, why? Still more of this, right? But I think that they did a couple of things, right? They did this little full house backfield thing that they've been working on, which to me is a tacit admission by them. We have not been using our tight ends enough. We decided to ditch the fullbacks. So we haven't been using our tight ends enough in unique ways. Let's go ahead and try something with that. And they got some interesting plays off of it. I mean, they did a couple of runs that weren't necessarily that good. But then they snuck Jonnu Smith out in the backfield on one of them,
sure.
And they completely forgot about him, right? They did an outside zone, like a stretch zone bootleg, where they pulled Mac Jones. They had him, you know, fake the handoff, get that ball out there. He rolls back. I have not seen them run that play since Carolina Panthers joint practices, day one. I have not seen them do that. And what do you know? Hunter Henry slips out of the, you know, out the side there, out the back door, and that's 20 more yards. That was very good on their part. But look, the rest of it leaves a lot to be desired. Look, I thought maybe this would be room for more RPOs. They did run one that I could see, but look, even the RPOs that they were running going back to before the bye, and then the one that I saw them do here, so unimaginative. Like, it's literally just every single time, it's, okay, zone read fake, and then bubble screen to somebody. There are no other routes. Like, let's see actual routes off an RPO. That's what the Dolphins do. You know what I mean? But it's still very nascent, unimaginative stuff right now. They don't know what to do with it. And I think it's probably good that they don't try to play around with it too much if it's going to be that basic.
John in the car on the defense at 617-779-7937. Kyrie Thompson in the house, Mud at Night. WEEI talking Patriots football. John, what do you got, pal?
Real quick, people who think that like the white meat turkey is too dry train, like, those people obviously have never had dark meat. Thanksgiving is the goat. You're right. Although Christmas has that underrated basketball game. I think the Patriots.
Do I want to spend time with the family? No, I have a 17 parlay going because the NBA starts at noon on Christmas Day.
I mean, it's debatable. So the Patriots defense, I'm right. You know, they haven't played anybody. Agreed. However, they are pretty good. Like, for all the hand-wringing we had from a lot of beat reporters, not Kyrie Thompson in the beginning of the season, like, oh, what are they going to do without J.C. Jackson? Jalen Mills is your top guy in the secondary. Like, they've actually been pretty decent in terms of the secondary and in terms of the defense as a whole. Josh Uche is a better than serviceable linebacker, and I think a lot of people had written him off a year or two ago. Like, they are decent. They just haven't played anybody, and they have a couple tests coming up. But I think they should be reasonable this week. That's why I took him in my teaser plus 10.
Oh, good job, John. Good luck. Hey. And happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, I think I agree they're a good defense. They have some really nice pieces. I want to see it come together against an upper echelon team. You know, Baltimore came in, scored 30-something. Packers scored 27. Bears scored 33. Miami scored 20 opening week. So that was their, quote-unquote, their best defensive performance against a good team. But they're different now. That was their first game with Mike McDaniel. And I think they're a better offense now than they were. The Jeff Wilson trade was an awesome trade for them. They have Wilson and Mostert now as two sort of Wilson between the 20s, and they have Mostert there in the red zone. Like, I need to see it.
When he gets outside, Mostert is, whoo, he's got track speed. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. When he was at Purdue, he can if he gets out in the open, you're done. That's it. Go ahead, line up for the extra point.
So with John, they're good, but as you wrote today, we're going to find out how good they are. Would you call them great right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's a word. I don't know if they overuse that word in from the beat writing standpoint of, like, people covering the team. Maybe you've noticed that. But in our world of sports talk, radio, podcast, just audio, media, we overuse, myself included, that word. Everything's great. We overuse that word in everything. Greatest meal, greatest player, great play, great announcer. The Patriots defense, I cannot call great right now. And I'm going to try to do a better job in 2023, talk about some early
resolutions. Yeah.
I'm going to try to use the word great less in 2023.
I mean, yeah.
They're not great yet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look. In a lot of ways, they're what they were last year.
Okay.
And again, I still
play good teams, lose. Play bad teams, win. Same season.
I mean, again, I said elite bum slayers. But look, I think that personnel-wise, I do think it's a bit more impressive because they're doing this with guys that are mostly good, not great. I mean, you had Judon last year. You had J.C. Jackson, right? So you had a little bit more, you know, just kind of star power. But at the same time, I think more or less at this point, you're just what you were last year. It's hard to get that much more excited about it. That's why I think the optimism is a bit more cautious this time around.
Yeah.
Because I think people saw this already. Last year, we're like, oh my goodness, the Patriots defense is throttling people. They're the best team in the league and whatever. And they come out of the bye week and they start getting punched in the mouth, right? And then they get run out the building by the Bills. The second time they played him, and then, I mean, the third time, we don't even need to talk about that. That needs no explanation. But I think right now, exactly, people want to see you do it against good teams. And look, there are still a couple of teams here that we thought were going to be better that have not been, like the Cardinals, like the Las Vegas Raiders
yeah.
who have a terrible defense, by the way.
Pass defense is awful.
That could be a fun get right game potentially for the Patriots.
They can pass the ball. Yes.
But I think that last bit that you're going to have to go through, Dolphins, Bengals, and Bills to finish it out, that's going to be tough.
Okay, so let's ask the question we asked off the top about 2.5 hours ago. Are the Patriots a good team right now, November 22nd, 2022?
They're fine. I mean,
it's not good, Kai. Are they a good team?
Are they
a good team?
Yeah. Okay, they're good.
No, if you have to wait that long, the answer is no. It's fine, but I'm with you.
I guess my thing is like, if we're talking about tiers,
are
right?
they a good team?
But sure,
simple.
They're good. If you're doing it like this to me, which is elite, great, and good, they're a good team. And the reason I say that, and I said this before the season, is this could be a team that's good team that doesn't make the playoffs. Now, I think at this point, when you look at the reality of where the AFC is, and the fact that some of those teams that you expected to be better have not been, and you see the door is open for the Patriots to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're in right now.
So you kind of control your own destiny at that point, but the question is just going to be how do they finish? But to me, it's like, yes, I think they will be a good team. The question is good enough? And to me, good is not good enough to win a Super Bowl. If you understand what I mean.
I do understand what you're saying.
Good is fine.
I just think offensively, they're just so fatally flawed.
Yeah, offensively, like, they're not good. They're bad.
They're a good defense that plays good special teams, has good coaching at times, but offensively, because they're so offensive on that side of the ball, I could not call them a good team. Like, I think there's a middle group when you look at just DVOA in the rankings. A couple teams in the middle portion of the DVOA when you get outside the top 8 or 9 or 10, you say, yeah, they're ranked good, but are they good teams? Like, you get to Seattle at 8. I guess they're a good team. They're 8th best, but 5, but I... They're like Buffalo, Dallas, Baltimore, Philly, Kansas City, San Fran, Miami. First 7. Yep, those are all good teams. Miami, ugh. Tampa, ugh. Cincy.
You don't think Miami's good?
Miami, no, I'm saying I get Miami, definitely, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Seattle at 8. You go, okay, yeah. I'm not sure. Tampa at 9, we'll see. Cincinnati at 10, I guess. Patriots at 11, eh. Tennessee, I would say yes, because Tennessee's beaten good teams. Like, they've beaten good teams along the way. Like, the Jets are 13th.
Yeah.
That's a good DVOA number, but are they a good team?
Well, because they're an awesome... Well, see, here's the thing, right? Like, what are we talking about here? Because I think that when we say good, it's like, oh, yeah, well, like, are they a complete team? It's like, no, the Patriots aren't a complete team.
Sure, then use complete, then. That's fine.
The Jets aren't a complete team, but they are a good team. I mean, as I say, you are what your record says you are. And I think that in the end, they end up 9-8. You can say that's a good team. But again, the offense is bad. The offense is not good enough to win a playoff game. That part is absolutely true. So when I look at what does it mean when you say good, I mean that it's fine and that you can be competitive and you can win games in this league. But if you're talking, but to me, that's different than saying you're a great team, and I think you're going to win a playoff game, / I think
they're
going to go all
yet.
The way.
No.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I think the Patriots are fine. I think they're good. I just don't think they're good enough.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, like, can they could show me they're good and would take it from where they are, where like you and I are with them right now, fine, borderline, good team, but not good enough. I like the way you put that.
I'm seeing the text line right here. That's kind of the part I agree with.
Sure,
it's like the Patriots can play with just about anybody because the NFL, I mean, there's a lot of bad football. There's a ton of bad football and bad football teams.
I think there's a lot of bad quarterbacks this year.
Yes, and they are a solid football team. That's what I mean.
Well, that's the built-in Belichick advantage, right? I mean, that because they're going to, on most days, this goes back to the in Bill we trust topic from last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who still stick by that with everything are out of their gourds. Like the draft, like game planning, personnel decisions. Like if you're just blindly following in Belichick, well, if Bill's doing it, must be good.
No,
to me, it doesn't work anymore. For 60 minutes every Sunday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday night, like, yeah, most games in Bill, I trust to not make dumb decisions. Whereas you're right, other coaches around the league, see Cliff Kingsbury, kind of stink. But all the other stuff, I don't stand by in Bill we trust.
No. I think at this point, even if you are one of those people, you should at least question it because it deserves to be questioned.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, again, I've talked to people and I've written about it and all that. Like, you know, Bill Belichick, there are plenty of people, and I think I agree with that think he's worth two wins a year just because in the end he's going to prepare
you. I can see that, sure.
He's going to prepare you well enough, and he's got the right mentality to just be like, look, I'm going to keep you making sure that you beat the teams you're supposed to beat. You out-execute this team, and you win two regular season games more than you should, potentially. Or, you know, maybe it's one. I don't know. What have you. But he's on the plus side of the spectrum there. But just in case, but in the sense of, can Bill Belichick take an average team with an average quarterback to a Super Bowl? I feel like there's no evidence to support that. There has not been any evidence to support that.
You mentioned offensive changes you saw on Sunday. You alluded to some of them. I want to come back and ask if they're meaningful long term, or is a one off type of thing. And this is not a tape talk. This will be more of a sports talk radio topic. But we had a bunch of people call tonight about the future of the play caller, future of Matt Patricia. I want to talk to you about that. Kyrie Thompson is here. You can join the conversation as well at 617-779-7937. Mud at Night, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!